I'm on a Lil Nas tip right now. Ever since Old Town Road came out, I was ever so intrigued. So for this episode, as well as the following one, I will be diving down into the world of Lil Nas X. What's going on, you guys? My name is Stefan, and you are listening to the Audio Addiction Podcast. Now, Lil Nas X is an American rapper born out of Atlanta, Georgia, and is most notable for what we are going to be talking about for the next little while. His debut album, Seven, and the lead-off single, Old Town Road. Today, I want us to look at the album itself. It's a very short one, running at about 18 minutes long. It's probably one of the shortest sit-ins with an album I've ever had. The lead-off song is none other than Old Town Road, but the remix with Billy Ray Cyrus. This song, both pretty authentic, but in complete satire at the same time, gives this song its charm. But speaking of authentic, where do we start with authenticity? It has many elements of country music that you would hear. At the same time, you can hear elements of trap music in there as well. Right after the intro, the trap beat kicks in, and Lil Nas's X voice comes into full swing, reminding you that this isn't Chris Stapleton. And you hear the lyrics. And this is where you see the intentions of the song. It's a parody, a satire. And this is probably the best portion of the song ever.
Riding on a tractor, lean all in my bladder. Cheated on my baby, you can go and ask it. My life is a movie, bull riding in boobies. Cowboy hat from Gucci, Wrangler on my booty.
Here you get the country tropes of a love story, cheating, love is fleeting, etc. Bull riding and girls, another topic that is very common in country, the lifestyle and women. And you would also expect beer or alcohol, but it isn't. And you can say that they missed an opportunity to achieve pure authenticity. Or do they? Instead of beer, liquor, tequila, like what we hear in many other country songs, they insert lean, a persistent drug in hip-hop culture. And again, brings you back into the headspace of, hey, this isn't your typical country song. You then get the following song with Panini. Cutting Through is an 808 loop with the whistle hook. And this is your typical upbeat trap song. Not much to say here. It's a catchy little beat, and it's short enough for my mind not to get bored of it. Family, however, is a totally different song, breaching far from home of trap music and bringing out this pop alternative rock song. The lyrics fall in line with the angsty type of genre. Tapping into his own childhood, Lil Nas expresses his desire as a child to rekindle a broken home. Musically, it falls very much in line with other pop rock bands of today like Fall Out Boy, and is probably a trend we are seeing considering there are similar songs released by Fall Out Boy, I Love McConan, and the late Lil Peep. And with artists like XXXTentacion, where they branch off outside of the hip-hop realm, these kinds of things are coming much more common. Both songs fall in line with what Tentacion was trying to do, branch out. And with these songs, it almost immediately dismisses their hip-hop roots. Kick It, much like Panini, is a typical trap song that is acceptable for this kind of EP, even if you can determine what kind of EP this really is. The more exciting songs are in the latter half of the album. Rodeo, the song featuring hotshot rapper Cardi B, is probably the most exciting song on the EP, even passing through all the memes. If Old Town Road was a satire piece, this song Rodeo is its opposite. It's serious. Well, as serious as you can take this album. But it kicks. Leading off with a driving guitar riff, it paints a picture of the desert, a standoff, a Mexican standoff. Fulfilling one of the oldest and most classic country tropes. Clint Eastwood comes to mind. Then the beat, the vocals, everything in this song, including Cardi B, is driving this song. It's amazing. This song really puts into what fusion can really get to, past all the satire, the comedic factors of it. It's something that can actually be a genre. This whole album is a bunch of left turns. We end up with the White Stripes-esque tune titled Bring You Down. All starting from the lead-off song Old Town Road, we get here. Followed by Closure, which slows it all down from the driving songs like Rodeo and Bring You Down, and works as a great end or bookend song. I say end song, but really the album is sandwiched together with Old Town Roads, the remix leading off the album, and the original ending it. This record is wild, and although there are songs like Panini that are typical and doesn't stand out, this record has some great pieces. And I think what it really comes down to is this really a record? Or just a compilation of singles like 21 Karat Magic, for example? And I think it's the former. Although the songs are really far away from each other, there is an effort to bring it all closer, to have it weave in and out. Playing chicken with the oncoming train of unconventionalism, which is what this record really is. And I think it's easier to picture it when looking at the lead-off video of this album. It places a cowboy into the future in the same town he was in, and seeing the comedic experiences of this cowboy in a faraway place, but still at home. Which is what this whole album is trying to achieve, I think. How far can we go to stray away from hip-hop, if you can consider that home, but still achieve it being home, or still achieve it to be hip-hop? And the music is the journey of it. I mean, the artwork also paints this picture nicely. In many old westerns, it's the nomadic cowboy entering in a brand new place. In this case, it's a futuristic city. And what's a better place than a city when talking about so many different types of music listened to by so many different people? And although I say this is something out of left field, there are many more before Lil Nas trying to achieve this, some even 10 years ago. But I'll leave that for another episode. Thank you guys so much for listening to this episode of Audio Addiction. Sorry I haven't been putting out more episodes more often. I was trying to aim for 2 episodes a month, so basically like an episode every 2 weeks, but these past few months have been pretty tough, and I've just couldn't been keeping up. So hopefully I have another episode lined up after this one already, and hopefully that gives me a good head start to keep up with the episodes. I still love doing these episodes. I love talking about music that I truly care about, or something that's very, very interesting in the industry. And I don't plan on stopping anytime soon. And in particular with this episode, Lil Nas X, something is interesting. There was not much before this album, and all of a sudden it came out. So that really took my attention. And what also took my attention is he's also from Atlanta, Georgia, home of the trap genre, I would say, this southern style of rapping. And you taking that and creating a whole new different flavor of it. You know, you can call it a fad or whatever, but there's a very decent amount of effort to try to make this as a genre that can be used as inspiration for future songs. And that's what I really like. And even before or past Old Town Road, there's still some songs in here that have that country flavor mixed in with trap music. That is so very interesting. But that I'll talk about in a different episode. If you guys like this episode and think another person would, please, please, please share the episode. We are on all different kinds of podcasting services like Anchor, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, Stitcher, Radio Public, and more. I'll see you later, you guys.